And so on to social policy. And, you know, to a large degree, social policy is the fundamental area of a lot of public sector organisations. You know, they might be to do with education or health or related topics, law and order. A lot of these can come under that kind of social banner. So where do events and festivals have a part to play in this? Well, you know, to do with things like social integration, community development, social problems, and then, you know, using events and festivals to have broader impacts. We looked, for example, at you know, efforts to bring communities together through events, using events as a catalyst, perhaps. Now, I want to bring particular attention to the idea that this is an area that demands communication between groups in that kind of social sense. So some of the examples that I had related to you know, the role of the police going into festivals and events and providing some security, fair enough, some, you know, providing a sense of safety for the people who were there, but using the event to demonstrate exactly what it is that the police are there to do, you know, to show some engagement with the local community, that sort of thing. Again, something which you could say goes beyond the economic imperative to, you know, bring money into a local area. It can certainly help social relations between different groups within a community as to how they react to each other and how they discuss the use of space, the use of that event, and the use of that particular local community's resources, you might say. There's also a role to be played, kind of regulation and licensing and that sort of thing in a social context, as well as a health and wellness agenda as seen in slide 28. Now, the following slide, 29, is an effort to directly link some of the discussions related to policy areas in theory to specific policy goals of the Scottish Government. So, for example, the government's social policy could be seen to come under headings like a healthier nation, making a healthier nation, or a smarter nation. And you can see that Event Scotland have actually taken some time in their strategic plan to say this is how we would contribute to that set of objectives. And we can certainly come back later to the role of such an agency in guiding the industry, as it were, to work towards that particular set of objectives. Now, whether that means that the events market is being affected in a particular way or skewed towards a particular set of objectives is definitely something to think about. But yeah, if we think about the importance of particular policy areas such as social policy and cultural policy from the previous podcast, the extent to which they maybe don't get the same kind of recognition that the economic side of things does is something to think about. So that will come up in the next one of our policy domain discussions, which will be environmental policy in the next podcast.